Good morning and welcome back. This is Jennifer and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. We are starting a brand new study here and this is the first day of the study. I think I've said study about five times now. Anyway, the Bible study we're doing this summer is called Chill. And the idea of the Chill study is to rethink the stress and rest ideas of our life. And we all know we have stress and we probably all know that we need more rest. And so we're going to rethink that this summer with this idea of chill. Our focus this summer will be through the Psalms and we'll take the next 28 days together basically to do that. So I'm really glad that you're here. If you're just tuning in and just kind of getting to see this on your screen, whether it's on Facebook or YouTube or whatever it is, welcome. Glad that you're here. This is just one in a series of Bible studies called the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. And I just write them to help us learn and really honestly write them kind of help me get into the Word as well. And then we meet every couple of weeks, get together with some women and discuss it and share our thoughts and ideas and learn from each other as well. So that's what we're going to do today. I'm going to pop on the screen in just a minute so you can see the lesson that we're going to be going through. You can download that lesson. They're free. You can also listen to these daily updates and daily lessons on YouTube, on my podcast at Dwelling Richly, or on Facebook. And I will share those links with you as well down in the show notes. So make sure that you check those out. Well, let's go ahead and get started. As always, we'd like to just open with a word of prayer and get into the Word. Grab a Bible and everything else will show up on the screen in just a minute. So if this is your very first time joining us and you're like, I don't even know what we're doing, stick around. We're going to pray and you'll have some fun joining us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for our time together in your Word. We thank you for this new study ahead and just ask that you bless our time right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's give it to the Lord, right? Started off there first. I got my coffee, got my Bible, and I've got my lessons. And you can go online and print this lesson off. Hello, green screen. I just thought I'd try it for fun today. We'll see if I end up liking having the screen behind me or not. But anyway, this is the Bible study. You can print this off. And isn't that interesting how it does that? Wow, it like makes me transparent. Whoa, check that out. I'm invisible. That might be a little distracting and too much fun. Anyway, in just a minute, I'm going to change screens for you and you can see that and how to download it as well. So let's go ahead on over to that. Hi. And if you go to jenniferrichmond.com, that's my blog, you can go to the Bible Studies and Devotions page right there at the top of the screen and that'll load up. And when that does, you can just see our current Bible study. I've also included in the other messages I've given. The most recent one was a message about why God allows evil. You can listen to that. And then our previous study through Ruth and Esther. So as we continue to add studies, this page will continue to grow and I'll just archive the studies all here. All right. So our current study, of course, is Chill. And you just click this link right there, Chill Bible Study, and it will open up to the page that you just saw me when I turned invisible. And so here it is. Our women's Bible study, and actually men can do it too. There's not like it has to be women. And then just scroll through that, and there you go. I'm going to go ahead and scroll us right over to the first day of the lesson. Lesson one, come to him. And when we get together in person, we have some fellowship time. So you'll see in the packet some just an opportunity to get to know each other. Actually, this might be a kind of a fun way for you to gather some friends together and do the studies with a group of friends as well, because it's all just written right there for you to do that. Ways for you to connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. And there we are, lesson one, day one, which is exactly where we're at today. The lessons are organized so that every day we're going to be focusing on our memory verse first. And this week, this next couple of weeks, we're going to be memorizing Psalm 34, verse 8. We'll do that in a second. And then we either read through the whole passage of scripture, or we write it, or we do both, like today. And then we have some discussion, thought-provoking questions to go through on your own or with the group. So here we go. Lesson one, day one. I'll just read this to you and grab a pencil. And if you haven't already downloaded the lesson, do that. And then you can hand write it in or just do it right there online. Here we go. So our focus for this lesson is Psalm 34. Put a check at each life preserver when you complete a step. You can see the little life preservers there on the screen. Read and write Psalm 34. That's our first thing we'll do. There's a page in the back of the lesson for you to write, or write in a journal of your own. Ooh, maybe you can find a neat beach-themed journal. Either way, part of our lessons will be to write the focus passage for that session. So write any thoughts below that come to you as you read, and think about this. Do you relate to any feelings expressed? And I'll read that. We're going to read the psalm together in just a minute. So as I'm reading it and you're thinking about it, maybe you'll find yourself relating to some of the things in the psalm. And then finally, did you read the welcome and introduction pages to the study? Today's a good day to do that. I think you'll find it helpful. Let's go ahead and begin by reading through Psalm 34. And then we'll go back, and I'm going to give you the time to write on your own. I'll close down this session, and then you can just take the time to hand write it out. Really want to encourage you, because a core part of this study, well, it's called a Dwelling Richly Bible study for a variety of reasons. The concept is to dwell richly and to let the Word of Christ dwell richly in us. And we try to do that in a variety of modalities. So we read the Word, we write the Word, we memorize the Word, we share the Word, we discuss it, we live it, and then we create with it. We find a way to do some creative expression with the Word also. So that's just part of the value of getting into the Word, is not just reading it, not just doing one linear thing, but to try to really embrace loving God with heart, soul, mind, and strength, and letting the Word of Christ dwell in us richly along those same lines as well, heart, soul, mind, and strength. So let me go ahead and read the Word. Today I'll read out of the New International Version. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. That's our memory verse. So fear the Lord, you, his holy people. Those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to blot out their name from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. None of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Wow. I wish we had more than just our 7 days ahead of us in this passage. This is such a rich psalm, isn't it? So as you were listening to me read that out loud, did anything stand out to you? Like, oh, wow, that I needed that today, or that really spoke to my heart? When I was reading this, I kept on seeing this word afflicted. So I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Where was the next one? The righteous are afflicted. Well, troubles and all that. I thought I read it again. Where was it? Maybe that was the one. But I guess it was more the concept of the... Even the righteous have trouble. The righteous are even ones who are afflicted, and just how God hears that. And it's not just the bad guys who go through hard times. It's the good guys too, in a sense, right? But the fact that God hears, God cares, God sees, God knows, and that we can go to God like David did in this psalm. What I didn't read was really important, actually, and I want to make sure I go back and read that. This is the introduction to the psalm. You should have this in your Bible as well. And it says a psalm of David, so we know David wrote it, when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, who drove him away and he left. We're going to get into that a little bit more in the next couple of days, but that gives you the context of this psalm and why it was written. We don't always get that. We don't always get to know who wrote it and why they wrote it. What was their circumstance? What motivated it? Sometimes it was maybe just written by a random person in the kingdom, or one of the scribes. But this one we know this one was written by David, so we can understand a little bit more about it, and we'll study that later as well. All right, let's go back to our lesson. And again, today we're going to read and write Psalm 34. So let me show you at the end of the packet here, the writing pages I've given you. Two pages, so if you have big writing, you can, you know, take up all that space. Just handwrite the Psalm. Just take your pen out, take your pencil out, and handwrite it. Some people like to write it in a creative way and use color and maybe even pictures to help them. Do it in such a way that's beneficial for you. The idea of writing it isn't just like homework, I'm going to write my psalm. It's to help, to let the word of God dwell in you richly, to let that word come in you and through you and be a part of you. So take the time to write the psalm, either with the pages I provided or maybe with a nice journal that you like. The nice thing about doing it in pages like this is they're already three-hole punched for you. And if you've been doing the Bible studies along with me before, then maybe you already have the entire book of Hebrews written, or maybe you have Ephesians all written, or Ruth, or Esther, all handwritten out. You are well on your way to having the entire Bible written, because the goal of the Dwelling Richly Bible studies I'm leading is to eventually cover every single book of the Bible. I know, right? So that's a big goal. But that's something that's very doable if you take it a little bit at a time. All right, let's head back over to our homepage, because what we're going to do next is read through these introduction pages. I want you to hear my heart. I want you to know why I started Dwelling Richly and what this Bible study is going to be about. So let's go ahead and read that together so I can share my heart with you as well. So in the opening, welcome. I started writing Bible studies so I could have focused time in God's Word. First, I wrote for my own personal time, then began to share them with others, and now here you are. So welcome. In 1993, inspired by the words, see, I always find typos when I read this as well, so I got to go back and fix some of these things. In 1993, inspired by the words from Colossians 3:16, to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, I began writing songs from Scripture, and now have written over 30 Scripture-based songs and 24 Bible studies that help us all to fulfill this verse. My desire is to help others engage in God's Word through reading, writing, memorizing, sharing, singing, and of course, studying its truths. I want to live out what it means to truly let the Word dwell in me deeply, and to help others do the same by encouraging women to love God and His Word with heart, soul, mind, and strength. This study is designed to offer daily time and structure through the Word of God for the purpose of understanding better who God is, and in so doing, ourselves and our purpose better. We'll read, think, pray, write, consider, and apply the truths and concepts we find in the Word of God. But here's the big goal. It's great to grow personally, but we need to do more than grow. We must go. My prayer is to help equip you to be able to teach so that you can in turn equip others. Join the online Bible study community or study on your own. Amazing rewards await those who take the time to read and study God's Word. You can complete the study on your own through these pages, or join the community and study together with a friend. Either way, welcome. Let's dive in and let God's Word dwell in us richly. In Christ, Jennifer Richman. That's me. Well, there's my contact information, by the way. Sometimes people ask, how do I get a hold of you? There you go. You can text me, call me, or email me there. All right. So the Dwelling Richly Bible study, this is the concept of any of the Bible studies that I write, not just this one. Who we are, real women at every stage of life who are finding true hope in Jesus Christ. What we do, encourage one another to seek God for wisdom and hope. Support one another in life's challenges and blessings. Share our strengths and weaknesses. Provide a haven of hope and encouragement, fun and friendship, and real answers based on the truth of God's Word. What to expect. Well, casual and encouraging atmosphere, place to make friends, deepen friendships, Bible-based teaching, real and honest relationships from women like you who have found lasting hope and peace in Jesus, faith-building Bible study, daily 15-minute sessions to help you read the Bible, think about spiritual things, grow deeper in your faith, and most importantly, point you to God as the only true source of hope. I say 15 minutes. Sometimes they're a little bit longer, sometimes shorter, but usually about 15 minutes and maybe a little longer. Optional home study.
suggested studies at your pace and your time, and come to each session whether or not you've completed anything. That's really important. I hate it when I find out that somebody didn't come to Bible study because they didn't do their Bible study, or they show up and maybe they might act like they did their Bible study even though they didn't do their Bible study. So the whole focus is to get real. So come, even if you didn't do your Bible study, come and be okay with, I didn't do my Bible study, and just enjoying other people's thoughts. You're going to learn a lot just by listening, even if you didn't do your Bible study. Just come. Don't let Satan steal your joy and make you, you know, not want to come, or come and pretend. Don't do that. Just come and be real. Dwelling richly means, so this is more specific to this particular study, but it's generally true also. Second and fourth weeks, June through August, at La Mirada Christian Church. You can find that on the web. Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. or Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. And you can come early for dinner. We usually have something to eat also on Wednesday nights especially. If you missed a talk, want to join the daily Bible study or a summer book club, it's all available at the Dwelling Richly podcast. Download any podcast app, the LMCC Women and Dwelling Richly Facebook pages and YouTube. I mean, I try to make the platform available for people who are plugged into our church or not. So come join, be a part of Dwelling Richly. So live weekday Bible study, 9 a.m. on Facebook or thereabouts, sometimes a little before that, sometimes a little after. And join Jennifer, that's me, hi, as she goes through daily devotional moments through the Chill Study. So Chill Bible Study. So this is the introduction that's specific to just this study. There comes a time in our life when we realize we just need to chill out, right? I mean, haven't you felt the tension rise, and in spite of your best efforts, you snapped at someone, maybe even someone you love? You've been running full steam ahead now. Your calendar is more full than ever. Your appointments are not easing up, and life just feels like it's spinning all around you. You wish you could just walk away onto the sandy shores of a soothing beach, feel the pebbly sand between your toes, the fresh breeze, take a big dose of vitamin C, and chill. Something almost magic in the way that getting away and breathing a deep breath can revive your soul. The thing is, going away to the beach or the lake or a river, as soothing and as wonderful as that can be, only means that you will need to come back to life again. What if you could take the soothing with you? What if you could put into practice some habits that could help you chill, like you were on a lounge chair with a drink in one hand and a romantic novel in the other? What if you could take that chill with you anywhere? God has designed us for rest, renewal, reviving, chilling out. He literally put it into the design of creation when he breathed mankind into existence. But we continue to miss that rest, struggle to renew, feel trapped, stuck, and often overwhelmed. This study will help you rediscover the rest that God intended. Each lesson is designed to focus on an aspect that will help us find our chill even when life won't let us stop. We can be busy and still chill. We can be pushed to the limit and still chill. We can rush and plan and go and do and still, in the middle of it all, find the rest and anchor in the God who created us for chilling. We'll use the word chill as an acronym to help us in five ways. C, come to him, being willing to come to God in every circumstance. H, hide in him. Let him envelop you. And there's another typo, not envelope, but envelop you, even while you're surrounded by hectic life. I, you hide in him because you know who he is, the I am. Know the God who made you. Let go, release your need for control, and let God. Open your hands, your heart, your calendar, your plans, and let God work in every area of your life, heart, soul, mind, and strength. I know that if you will enter into this study with an open and willing heart, and maybe just a little nudge to make some changes in your schedule, you'll come away with a fresh perspective and tools to help you live more calm, confident, and peaceful life. But a life that will in turn be a witness and an encouragement to others. Here's a summary of our lesson each week. Of course, lesson one we're in right now, and we've already met together June 11th and 12th, and I recorded that talk and put that up available to you on our podcast as well as my YouTube channel. So go ahead and take a listen to that if you haven't already. That'll set the tone, and I've gotten a lot of good feedback from that talk that it really ministered to people who are struggling with stress and needing to really rest. I think it'll really set the tone. So if you haven't listened to it, listen and come along and understand where my heart is in introducing this study. And so we'll take the next 2 weeks It'll be 7 days, and then we'll take 2 weeks to do it, to study through Psalm 34. Our key verse, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him, and come to him is our focus. So in times of hurt, stress, and trouble, come to God. When you are blessed and happy, come to God. All right. And then it continues on each week, summarizing. You'll see that each week, another one of our women from our church will be leading that study. So Monica Chavez and Pam Adams will be leading the review of Psalm 34 and giving their talk on it in a couple of weeks. Here's some Bible study tips for you. I share this with every Bible study, and I'll do it again here today. But read and take notes in a Bible, not a paraphrase. The Message or Living Bible, that's an example of a paraphrase. I recommend the New International Version, NIV, the English Standard, which is the ESV, or the Christian Standard, CSB. There's other good versions out there. Those are just a few that you probably have on hand. Each of those are written at about a sixth grade reading level, so they're very simple to read. Use colored pencils to mark in your Bible. Here's one that I use. It's a Pentel 8. Is that right? 8? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Something like that. Anyway, it's got colored pencils in there. You just click it and you can rotate it and orange comes out, or pink or yellow and so on. So I use these following color codes to help me mark in my Bible. Yellow and orange for key ideas. Blue for God or the Holy Spirit. Brown for people, green for places, pink for prophecy, red for Jesus. Before you read the Bible, pray. Ask God to help you understand what you're reading. Don't skip that part. A lot of times people will come to me and say, I'm having a hard time. I don't really understand what I'm reading. Pray. Trust God and pray. God will give you the Holy Spirit to help you understand the word better and to apply it to your life better. Okay? So pray. And then finally, do your own thinking before looking to a commentary or study notes in the Bible. Try to use just the cross-reference verses if you're not sure what something means or you want more information. A lot of us have really good commentaries in our Bibles, that study notes in the bottom, and they are really helpful. But we'll short-circuit our own learning if, when we read something, we jump down and read that commentary before we really do our own learning. And so don't do that. The goal of this study is to equip you to become more comfortable with reading the word and understanding it better yourself. All right. Well, that's it for our opening lesson today. And we'll come back here again tomorrow, and I'll have this another video up, and it'll say lesson 1 day 2 down there instead of lesson 1 day 1. All right. Thanks again for being with me today in this study. Be sure to share it. Let other people know that you're enjoying this, and also tell me, leave a comment and say hi and let me know that you're enjoying this as well. All right. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. And I look forward to being with you again in our next study time. Bye-bye for now.